Explore Napa Valley, California with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Join WSJ Magazine on intimate winery visits with globally acclaimed winemakers and celebrated chefs. Enjoy stunning views, Michelin-starred restaurants, private cellars, and much more. Book this exclusive trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, we're going to Remars, not to the planet again. It is an event hosted by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos that brought together the leading minds to advance a golden age of innovation. Recapping a first look at the AI robots changing the future after these tech headlines. The Journal reports that new Huawei phones will not come with Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp. Facebook, which owns popular apps including Instagram and WhatsApp, is one of the many software makers whose apps come pre-installed with Huawei phones. Facebook is the latest company to restrict access to its products following the U.S. blacklisting of the Chinese tech giant. Follow Dan Strump's coverage for more at the Journal at WSJ.com. Apple's plan to allow anonymous sign-ins on mobile apps to protect users' privacy is threatening to choke off data to companies, including Facebook and Google, as both use the information to track users and sell ads based on their habits. When Apple releases its new mobile operating system this fall, apps downloaded through Apple's App Store will have another alternative: clicking on an Apple icon to generate a random email address. This allows users to participate without revealing any personal information. Apple notes that it will not use the new sign-in feature to profile users or their activity, nor would it log or keep a record of sign-in information. AT&T is discussing plans to package HBO, sister channel Cinemax, and its vast Warner Brothers TV and movie library into a streaming service costing between $16 and $17 a month. The strategy is aimed at keeping the media giant competitive against lower-priced offerings in a crowded field. The new streaming service, which debuts in beta form later this year, essentially includes all of Warner Media's entertainment offerings and will stream its own new original content. According to the latest research, people who abandon traditional cable TV packages say they're willing to pay for about six different services, which end up costing about $38 a month. Coming up, through Amazon's tinted glasses, a first glimpse into our robotic future.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Amazon Remars conference took place in Las Vegas last week, where you would find robotic arms holding TV monitors greeting attendees. There were also spider robots that grabbed plates of food, and if anyone needed a beer delivered, there was a robot for that as well. The Amazon AI conference was but a glimpse into our robotic future. David Limp, Amazon Senior Vice President, explains the meaning of the event.
Yeah, the title of the conference is Remars, and Mars stands for machine learning, automation, robotics, and space. And we really think that these are four really exciting domains of science that are moving forward really fast. And we wanted to put together a conference that brought the best and brightest around those areas together to see if they could inspire each other.
Some of the more notable emerging tech uses haptic gloves, and Rich Walker of the Shadow Robot Company was on hand to discuss the first ever tactile telerobot.
We've got a pair of robot hands with fingertips with the sensitivity of the human hand, controlled from a pair of gloves with feedback to let you touch things. We're doing this over a distance of mere inches, but you could run this over the far side of the world. You could put the robot in a dangerous place to do a job you didn't want to do.
And rounding out the who's who of the event was perhaps one of the pioneers of robotics in our homes, iRobot. Famous for launching the robot vacuum cleaner over 20 years ago, the company showed off new floor mopping and lawn mowing robots. Colin Angle, iRobot CEO and co-founder, talks more on the future of home robotics.
You know, we're here as part of the Alexa and iRobot Smart Home to show a vision of what the Smart Home is going to be. How do you make a home that sort of understands itself and just kind of does the right thing as you live your life? And, you know, if you're cooking and make a mess, you say, Alexa, tell iRobot to vacuum the kitchen, and it just does the right thing.
That is it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, head to WSJ.com/podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal, reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.